Rob Schneider boycotts Olympics over drag queen Last Supper, openly celebrates Satan. By Elena Mastrangelo on July 31, 2024. Actor, comedian and Saturday Night Live alum Rob Schneider is boycotting the Paris Olympics over its opening ceremony, which involved a parody of The Last Supper featuring drag queens, saying the anti-Christian performance openly celebrates Satan. "I'm sorry to say to all the world's greatest athletes, I wish you all the best, but I cannot watch an Olympics that disrespects Christianity and openly celebrates Satan," Schneider said in a Sunday X post. "I sincerely hope these at Olympics get the same amount of viewers as at C-SPAN. Guys with their genitalia hanging out in front of children? Drag queens? I wasn't sure if I was watching the at Olympics or if I was watching a school board meeting," the Deuce Bigelow star added in another X post. Schneider is not the only celebrity to blast the Last Supper parody featured at this year's Olympic Games. Actress Candace Cameron Bure reacted to the Paris Olympics opening ceremony by calling it disgusting, adding, "It made me so sad to watch such an incredible and wonderful event that's going to take place over the next 2 weeks and see the opening ceremonies completely blaspheme and mock the Christian faith with their interpretation of the Last Supper was disgusting, and it made me so sad," the Full House star said. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, French bishops have also released a statement expressing their dismay over the anti-Christian parody of the Last Supper, referring to the Paris Olympics opening ceremony as a performance that featured scenes of derision and mockery of Christianity. First Lady Jill Biden, meanwhile, praised the anti-Christian parody, calling it spectacular. On Sunday, organizers for the Paris Olympics issued an apology to those who were left offended by the LGBTQ parody, saying they wanted to send a message of love and inclusion, and did not have intentions to be subversive. "My wish isn't to be subversive, nor to mock or to shock," Thomas Jolly, the artistic director for the Olympics opening ceremony, told the Associated Press. "Most of all, I wanted to send a message of love, a message of inclusion and not at all to divide." You can follow Elena Mastrangelo on Facebook and X @RMastrangelo, and on Instagram.